Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai tore his clothes, and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. And came before the king's gate. Because no one might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains, keepers of the king's women, came and told it to her. Then the queen was exceedingly grieved. And she sent clothes to clothe Mordecai, and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he would not receive it. Then Esther called for Hadak, one of the king's chamberlains, keepers of the king's women, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai, to know what it was, and why it was. So Hadak went forth to Mordecai to the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened to him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries to destroy the Jews. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it to her, and to charge her that she should go into the king, to make request of him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hadak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spoke to Hadak, and gave him commandment to Mordecai. All the king's servants, and the people of the king's provinces, know, that whoever, whether man or woman, shall come to the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except those to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. Do not think to yourself that you shall escape in the king's house, more than all the Jews. Because if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then enlargement and deliverance shall arise to the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews who are present in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I and my maidens will also likewise fast. And so I will go into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.